Well, I am going to call our November 6th Board of Commissioners of Public Lands meeting to order. So the first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I will so move, Doug.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Are there any discussion, edits? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. Our routine item is loans, and it looks like we have 8 loans, almost at $2 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
You're talking about the 8 loans?
Yep, the 8 loans.
You went so quickly. Yeah, I'll move to approve the 8 loans.
And I will second that. Rich, do you want to talk us through the 8 loans that we are looking at today?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks. I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage because my computer is currently going through an upgrade, and I do not have access to the agenda. So Tom was going to play my role in this state.
Technology. Can't live with it, can't live without it, can we, Rich?
No, cannot.
Okay.
I am more than happy to do that, but of course I could never be as eloquent as our chief investment officer, but I'll do my best. The 8 loans are, for the most part, the kind of bread and butter loans that we do. If you notice, most of them have to do with road projects, except that we have a lake protection district loan, they've defined that just as a public works project. All of 8 loans are in northern Wisconsin, and all of them are relatively short duration. So other than that, there's not much else.
They all look like a pretty common mixture of stuff.
They do.
With the exception, Tom, is there anything to note for the Marinette County 20-year loan?
It's the only thing that, like, I noticed that as well, that they were going longer on that. And sometimes a county may choose to go longer on things like that. And even though they take it out as a general obligation loan, internally sometimes what they are actually doing is they are trying to pay for it by using user fees or something like that. So oftentimes when I see a loan like that, that is dedicated to a purpose like that, even though it's a general obligation, if it's a longer term, oftentimes what they're trying to do is actually pay for it by user fees, and they take it out for the longer term because they're not quite sure about how long it would take to do that. They have pledged their general obligation promise for that, and so it carries the full faith and credit of the county. But internally, they try to do it with user fees. So,
okay.
Of course, they're paying a higher interest rate, so there's a good chance that they may bring that in early.
That you are absolutely correct.
Yep.
You are absolutely correct on that.
Doug or Josh, do you have any questions about the loans that we are approving today?
None for me.
Nope, I'm good.
All right, the loans have been approved and seconded. All those in favor of approving the loans today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved. So we are just moving right along on our agenda. There is no old business. There is no new business. So we'll just move right into report. Rick, are you able to give a chief investment officer report without your computer screen?
I can, because I have no chief officer's report this week. I thought I would spare the board some more discussion points from my long discussion last time. So.
Good. Thanks, Rich. We appreciate that. Tom, the executive secretary's report.
Being the only person keeping most of the people on this call away from being in the sunshine, I'll keep my remarks short as well. So Just want to let people know that the submerged land lease with Dairyland Power was executed in accordance with the board's approval and delivered to their attorneys in Madison. And you may recall, and the Secretary of State asked about it, the board had approved a sealed bid sale of one of our isolated and unproductive properties in Price County at the October 6th meeting. And that property was appraised at $36,400. Well, we had the bid opening this morning, and the winning bid was $60,000. So,
oh, great.
Congrats to our Northern Office staff, and especially Micah, for obtaining that result. So,
interesting.
That's great news.
Yep. It's always good when our staff can find two people that are interested in, at least two people that are interested in a property. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
No, that's great news, and thanks for the update, Tom.
Everything else can wait for a later meeting, so
okay.
End of my report for today.
And I'm just going to keep on the same theme. I don't have anything to report for today. So are there any future agenda items?
Not I.
Not me either.
All right. So seeing there are no future agenda items, is there a motion to adjourn?
I will so move. Doug.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjournment say aye. Aye. Sarah.
Doug, aye.
Aye, Josh.
Thanks, guys. This was a pretty efficient and effective meeting, so we get to enjoy the rest of your Friday. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.